Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live with a super dope episode, you feel me? Hey, man, I got some of the greatest musicians in the world, you know what I'm saying, from all over the states. I got the homie Jason from Colorado, got Jay Lace, you know what I'm saying, D-Will from Indiana, Chi-Town. What's poppin'? What's good, y'all?
Yo, what's happening, man?
What it do?
I bet we lit.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Hey, we taking over the world type shit, you feel me?
Yes, sir.
You got to, man. Get this guap up, you know what I'm saying? Get money.
Yeah, no doubt. So, look, hey, I'm going to ask y'all this question, and y'all can answer it one by one, all right?
Okay.
What's y'all take on today's era's music and the lack of feeling as far as emotions being put in it?
Today's music, I think today's music is more, it's like a chant. Everybody want to ride to a vibe to, more so than like trying to seek out the lyricism or like meaning in songs. I think everybody want to chant and like, you know what I'm saying, just turn up with a just, they more so on a vibe than a meaning, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the same thing. Like, I hear a lot of music, and it just sounds like it's not a lot of thought into it. It's just whatever sounds good, it feels good. So that's what people say, and then they repeat it, and then they just go from there.
Oh, me, Jason.
Most definitely agree with both of y'all. Y'all have some great points when it comes down to, like, the meeting and everything in the music. And everything, but I feel like everybody's just always trying to ride a wave in this new age music and everything. I feel like everybody's just trying to ride a wave. Everybody's not doing their own thing and everything. And I can't lie, I have songs where I sound like people and like certain artists and everything, but like we're a filter of what we listen to. But like, yes, whatever they sound like and everything, they get their influences from the people they listen to, rather than who knows who type. But yeah, most definitely the meaning in the music needs to be more into it and more lyrics.
More substance. You know,
yeah, because, hey, look, do y'all remember back in the day when, like, even from R&B perspective, like, it used to be a dope thing to where, you know what I'm saying, your favorite R&B song, you got your shorty with you, you know what I'm saying, you got your love interest, you know what I'm saying, you singing the shorty, you know what I'm saying, like, hey, y'all intimate now.
We talking
R&B
like the back in the day, like era where they were dancing in the rain.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah, like now you dance in the rain today, they gonna shoot you. You dance in front of their house.
It's like nothing is kept like revealed as far as like explicit shit on like R&B. Now they just say how it is, like. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they want, they gonna sing about it right then and there. You know what I'm saying?
But you ain't gotta work for it no more. Like, shoot, nowadays, you know, he had to put in 6 weeks of work, you know what I'm saying, just to get a kiss. Now she like, yeah, man, look, here you go. I'm just gonna bend over right here.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And that's on the first date, like, you feel me? And that's crazy.
Like that.
So I guess R&B artists gotta cater to those events where the world changed, with like women and they mentality changed, those type of women. And, you know what I mean? So if it outnumbered the other women, then okay, of course the R&B might have to switch their shit up to like, all right, well, the freaks, all right, it's more freaks than ladylike chicks, so we gonna have to make our music like that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe.
Yeah, because I knew things. I've been in the joint for the last 16 years. And I'm still in the joint. And I know my dude, one time, he's like, man, I see this chick, man. I'm just going to shoot my shot. You're talking about the CO. So she got to do pipe check. She got to check the window. You got to hit the window with a bar. He grabs her and kisses her. He just grabs her out of nowhere and just starts kissing her. She starts kissing him back. Next thing you know, they having sex.
What? Oh, that's his lucky day, then. That's his lucky day.
Hey, yo, if that would have happened back in the day, he'd have got Rodney King.
What? Yeah, he'd have been smoked. He'd have been Swiss cheese, bro.
Hey, I'm sure
he could
find me in
that. Yeah, folks would have got 8 pounds stone.
And I'm like, bro, you was bold for that one. There was no way I was grabbing her doing nothing like that.
That's right.
Lucky day, boy.
What about you, Sin? Like, how's it out there in Colorado? Like, as far as the females' perspective.
Oh, the females out here. Juicy J said it best. You feel me? He said, "These hoes, they for every fuck." You feel me?
That's it.
Because
you remember, hey, like back in the huh?
I feel like it's not different throughout the states. I've talked to girls from like different states and everything, and I feel like it ain't no different. Everybody got their rosters. Everybody be on their shit when it comes down to that type of shit.
Yeah.
My favorite thing. One chick won't do, the next two will do it probably better.
Yeah. That's real shit.
Yeah, I know. The loyalty is running dry.
That's real shit.
I'd say love became harder to find when lust became easier type shit.
Right.
Yeah, motherfuckers is like, they're on a pursuit for the desire of pleasure more so than trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, style with this chick or show her off type shit, you know what I mean? Like, it's all about the pursuit of pleasure, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, when they start charging $40 for the box, that's when you know shit went down.
$40?
Yeah.
Like, I be having females hit me up on Messenger. They be like, "Hey, you send me $20. I'm like, "What you got that's worth me sending you $20? You mean $20? Man, that's commissary.
I swear to God, man.
They trying to charge $40.
I ain't sending you a car.
Back when I can't really say back when I was younger. I'm probably the youngest in this podcast right now. I'm 23.
Oh, yeah, you're the youngest.
Back when I was younger, were we talking about females?
Yeah.
They charged it, or they ratcheted a little bit, ratchetized.
They all the same.
Man,
but that 90s era females, like, gee, they Gillette blades was not that sharp. Niggas was singing for some hairy-ass coochie, gee. That shit, you feel me? Like, they blades was not that sharp.
Yeah, you got it.
Combs.
Yeah, I'm talking about, and niggas used to munch on that shit, G.
Damn.
I'm talking about pick their teeth out and everything.
But really, though, I think the females just learned, like, hey, like, if we just use this empowerment movement just to show that we got power too, and we can do the same things that these guys are doing, and we own up to it instead of hiding from it, then it'll be more out there, and it definitely is.
That's kind of a good point.
Because they're not afraid now. They're not afraid to tell you what they are. They like, "How many numbers you got?" You like, "Man, I got 15. They like, "Well, I got 50 in the last week." You know what I'm saying?
That's real shit.
It's like persuasion. They're using they hips, thighs, and lips for persuasion, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
OnlyFans, one of the models, side models, whatever.
Hey, everywhere.
How y'all feel about the female waves of musicians?
The female waves for musicians, there are certain ones I like, and there are certain ones I do not like. I don't think Sexy Red, and I don't think all of them should be the influences of our next generation, could sing like younger generations singing that. Like, that is like, make your kids better. Like,
I'm just saying that.
Like, that should be.
To me, this sounds like stripper rappers.
You might as well take your baby girl to the strip club when she's six. You know what I'm saying? You like, "All right, this is what we gonna do." Did y'all see that TikTok video with that on there? The little baby, they said, man, it was like the daycare. They said the daycare in the hood. And they had Sexy Red in the Drake song on there. All the little babies were dancing to the song. I'm like, dang.
Oh, yeah, hey, it ain't no Lauryn Hill. It ain't nothing positive nowadays. Any influential type shit, you feel me?
No Erykah Badu.
Yeah, also protect yourself.
Yeah.
Change your panties. None of that.
the world got savage, bro. Like, when the world turned savage, like, more so than ever, it was just like, man, all the music gonna go right along with it.
Jagged Edge working at Subway now.
That shit. Really?
He gonna feel good, like, get a sandwich and an R&B show. They gonna be singing, making a sandwich.
They like, females don't want to hear it no more, man. We selling sandwiches now.
Hey, they got you. Hey, you stupid.
Man, you got all those football games today.
Oh, yeah, the football games.
Man, I thought Baltimore was going to pull it off, man.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was a whole 360 flip in the game. Like, what the heck?
Hey, them interceptions cost Buddy, though.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did, man.
And it was, like, crazy. Like, he almost, like, fell on the grass, like, with his elbow, but, like, he, like, tumbled over or some shit. It was good.
Man, I just was hoping Lamar was pulling it off, man.
You know, he feels absolutely horrible that they lost tonight.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, when they went back to the locker room, somebody got their ass beat in our locker room.
They were pissed at the 3 minute mark, like 4 minute mark, like, damn.
Can't believe it. Because, you know, all them pep talks seem like, man, we gonna get out here, we gonna win, ain't no losing, and then you lose, and it's like, dang, what else am I gonna say?
Yeah, when that's real shit. Hey, what about basketball, G? Colorado, hey, Denver killing it.
Denver killing it. But, dude, I think OKC and the Timberwolves got the best records right now.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry,
MVP. I see LeBron doing Golden State now. They doing their thing, too.
Yeah, look, they're sad, man. LeBron, Lakers are sad this year, man.
They did all them trades.
You hear me? They ain't going nowhere, man.
Atlanta, Trae Young in there, Boston.
Ain't doing that. Oh, Boston gonna do something. Boston gonna make some noise. Milwaukee gonna make some noise. Denver gonna make some noise. Yeah. Everybody else just gonna listen to the noise.
They gonna listen to the noise.
Hey, that's real shit.
That'd be dope as hell to see Denver hit back to back.
Oh yeah, that will be. Now, I think they will. If they're healthy, man, they got a good chance to go back.
Yeah, hey, Jokic is challenging. Hey, he don't lift weights for shit. He don't even jump high, and he killing it.
You heard me? It looks like he eats spare tires for lunch. And he's built, like, he is built. Like, how you run up and down the court and still be built like that?
Yeah, and, like, triple doubles.
Yeah, you heard me? And he's like, how'd you do it? And I just ate 6 cheeseburgers and 7 slices of pizza. And I'm still moving.
Yeah.
Hey, Phoenix, man. Booker, man. Be trying to show out. KD. I'm like, man, they might be on the rise, man. I don't know.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You might have got that, man. They got a squad, KD.
Bradley Beal still playing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Buddy was injured.
They got a squad, fam. He be on and out the lineup, but they ball when they all healthy, bro.
Man. See, this is crazy. Look, the Clippers, right, they got what? They got PG, Harden, Westbrook, and Kawhi.
Yeah, they snap.
That's crazy.
And Zubac at center.
Man, that's crazy.
I know. They got a squad, man. They got a squad.
But, G, just imagine if Jordan had that much power and played with who he wanted to play with.
They could have. They just never did it because they wanted to do it the harder way. They felt like teaming up is like being soft. Like, we just gonna beat the best. We're not gonna team up with the best. They be the best team.
But I'm just talking about if they did it though.
If they did it, he would have had 15 rings.
Easily.
Nobody would have been
in the game.
Yeah, you put Charles Barkley, Hakeem, and freaking Patrick Ewing and Pippen and freaking
And Rob Carl Malone.
Come on, man. You have all of them on one team, bro. Come on. They wouldn't even show up to the game. They'd be like, nah, ain't going to do this
one. Be, hey, Sin.
Yo, what up, man?
Look, you know what I'm saying? I know you're young and all, but, like, what's your dream top five, like, starting lineup?
My dream top five, definitely, I got to put Kobe. Kobe number one. AI, love the AI in his prime. Jordan, of course. And then, like, for big guys, I think I'm going to take Davis. I'm going to take Davis because, you know, he got some good blocking. Anthony Davis and everything as, like, the center. And then, like, somebody else. I take, like, Dirk. Like, Dirk.
Oh, yeah, Dirk a goon in his prime.
Ooh, Dirk was a goon in his prime. Dirk was a goon.
The little step away shot, the little one minute shot.
Okay, nobody blocked that shot.
Yeah. Man. See, listen, he's young. He probably don't remember how good Kareem really was, man.
Oh, Kareem,
Kareem was so cold, bro. Listen, Kareem is the only player. That you can look this up. Kareem won everywhere he went. He won in high school. He won in college. He won in the NBA. And he kept winning, bro. He kept winning. Even when they didn't even have a three-point line, he won it. even when he couldn't dunk, they was winning.
You got to play 2K like the 70s.
Yeah, you remember
those. Classic all-stars.
Yeah.
He's on the game?
Yeah, you can pick them. They put them on there. Like, okay. Yo, when they didn't even have the dunk rule, remember, you couldn't even dunk. And he was still banging them with their little sky hook. Oh, yeah, y'all going to stop me from scoring? No, you ain't.
And see, that's what changed when, like, when Jordan was in, like, mostly, predominantly, it was, like, centers that was the achievers of all the shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
When the shooting guard came in, like, one of the best shooters in the history of the world, and, like, he controlled the NBA, like, man, just so gracefully, you know what I mean? Like,
he won a national chip with North Carolina.
Mm, girl. Did they ain't win one yet since, right, or nah?
North Carolina?
Yeah.
I think they have. Cause that was in 83, I think, when they won it.
Hey, yo. Hey, how y'all feel about Colorado College with Buddy as Deion Sanders and them?
I think they're gonna be better this year.
Yeah, especially all the recruits they got coming in.
What's his name? Seeing he live out there. What they talk about out there?
I talk to a lot of people that go to college up there and everything. They just be talking about, like, yeah, they are working. They work in the build and everything. They are looking forward to having the championship here soon.
But damn.
That'll be crazy, yo. That'll be crazy.
Hey, going to them games is going to be, man.
Man, you know how packed it's going to be, like, everybody outside, everybody everywhere. Like.
Now, I think they're far from the championship, but I can see them winning a bowl game.
But I'm talking about, look, I want some celebrity status. You know what I mean? Performances and everything, G.
Yeah. Did y'all see when dude was talking about Deion sunglasses? Next day, like, he made, like, $2 million selling sunglasses. I'm like, dang, he's
just
winning.
Just make a sunglass?
Man. He's like, yeah, we don't be over here talking about wearing sunglasses. You can't see our face and this and that. Next day. You can buy his sunglasses right now. I might even buy a pair while I'm in the joint.
Damn.
Hey, might as well.
Hey. Yeah, when I played CSU, it was crazy out here. We had, like, who was all out here? There was, like, P. Glock, Lil Wayne. All these people just started popping out here for that game. It was crazy. But that game was a really good game. That I'm pretty sure it was, like, a really close game and everything. I remember I was getting lit for that game.
Yeah, it was.
I remember that one was a good
idea. Yeah, I follow Deion. I like Shador. I like their team. I think that some of their players going to the NFL, not too many of them. Shador, I think he should wait till next. Till he should play at least one more year.
But, he a senior though, right?
No, he's not a senior. I think he's.
He just got there.
No. He's been playing college football for four years. No, he would be a center for 3 years. 3 years, I think. 3 years. Yeah. Yeah. because he played here, and then I think he played 2 years at the National League Black College that they was just at, that they were left.
So hey, look, on some Illinois shit, who came from Illinois colleges, top colleges, and made it on some sports shit to where that they on Kobe and them level? Ain't no all stars, right?
Illinois colleges?
Yeah, like I know Darren Williams came.
Darren Williams went to Northwestern, didn't he?
Nah, it was like Illinois, the one in Champaign, Urbana.
I thought it was, but
I'm saying, though, like, just in general, anybody, like, I don't remember anybody coming out that was on some Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady level type shit.
Nothing I can think of.
Nah, I can't.
Some good players, but they just
that type of level,
man, probably take like. Man, it's got to be a good year or something, or a gifted-ass person just
8 years
old.
Yeah,
I'm going to play like a linebacker or something. I'm going to just say, because I just looked it up, and there ain't really nobody.
Yeah, you feel me? It's people that came, but it's like they was nobody. You know what I'm saying? They was they wasn't top-notch type shit, you feel me?
Like, nah, here's the hardest factors. I thought he was going to say just Illinois, period. Like, just from Illinois.
Hoopers that was from Illinois.
Of course, there's hoopers everywhere. You feel me? But I'm talking about, like, that made it out the college type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, how Denver got they recruits. You know what I'm saying? Top-notch people. I don't think Illinois ever been a top-notch recruiting state in general. Where they come out of. They probably lived there, but they never came out of college-wise.
No.
It'll be one day, probably. I think, like, Illinois colleges is like, you know, they got so much.
Indiana colleges is crazy.
IU is hooping from out of IU.
IU's right there.
Big on like their actors, like who really comes from like Illinois and everything. Because like I just looked at like just famous people that are from there, and there's like Robin Williams, Bill Murray, Betty White. Like there's some people. Walt Disney's from Illinois.
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
It's a gang of famous fat people. Look, I'm in the drive. I'm from Chicago, baby. You got me.
Hey, that's real shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, on some sports shit though, like, who came from an Illinois school and changed the game in any way?
Derrick Rose.
He went to Memphis.
No, I mean like, he was raised in Chicago though.
Oh yeah, a lot of motherfuckers was raised in Illinois, but I'm talking about like the schools why they came from a Illinois school and came in.
Oh yeah.
None of that I know, like you said, Darren Williams, that'd be it. Yeah, he was decent when he came in the league. Yeah, he just fell off just out the blue type shit. He did too. Last time I checked, he was on Brooklyn with Joe Johnson. They had a squad that year too. You know how many years ago that was, bro?
Yeah. That was like what, 11 years ago,
like 2012. Yeah, about 11 years ago. Them niggas like 40-some years old now, bro.
For real, bro. Hey, I know this dude who went to college with Derrick Williams. He's a red shirt. Hey, this dude didn't get no PC.
Damn.
But he had one game, Darren Williams got injured, though, and he put up 26 points.
Damn.
Yep, never was heard of again.
That's fucked up.
Damn.
Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? Like, while we still on here, like, definitely shout out to y'all social medias and shit, how they could get a hold of y'all in case they want to do features and, you know what I'm saying, tune in with y'all.
Cool, y'all. This the boy, Jay Lace, man. J-L-A-C-E, a.k.a. Skinny Ghost, man. Follow me on YouTube, J-L-A-C-E. Follow me on Facebook as Jay Ghosty. You know what I'm saying? And I got some hot music, man. It's for everybody, all different crowds. Check me out.
Yeah, it's Jason, straight out of Denver, Colorado and everything. I be doing a lot of big shows. I got a big show coming up here in August and everything. But you could get at me on Instagram at J_SIN333.
That's dope. Hey, y'all niggas all be getting it in. Hey, Lace, hey, look, you know what I'm saying? I know this random. Keep it a buck, G. Can you spit a hot 16? Right quick, let niggas know what it is.
A hot 16? Ooh! Okay, okay, let me see. Let me see what I got in store, man. Let me see, let me see. I say, she tasty like a fresh bowl of honeycomb. Got me feeling after work. Jimmy got me running home. Pray to the man all summer long. My guys didn't make it move. I rotate through different projects, spots for guap, I date and choose. Foreign bros who play school. Meeting people, I be interacting. We smokes to the atmosphere so loud, but it hit a pistol blast and a distance to the mix and match and cigar flavors. This and that, whatever's clever. It's my parties around the club. I post up by the building stairway. It's real in the realest leather. It's smooth just like silk better. My calendar say my bank account it should be filled with cheddar. To the limp of a million wells, real big wall and low. Wondering how far my life gon' go. I chillin' on the floor. I'm so thrilled to profit mode. I got a chick that's Palestinian. Work at the gas station up on 3 ho. Give me regular tank is full. Cool it, pass so fast up, snap. I'm swaying my juice. Riding chip, I'm a shipping cup like what? Cause I get things too.
Okay. Hey, Sam, pop that shit, Sam.
Definitely gonna hop on that feature with that too.
What up?
Definitely trying to get a feature with bro.
Oh, he's trying to put up the beats. Okay.
Hey, for real though, let me spin one. Soon you'll find that closed mind has no time to proceed, no succeed. So I grind till I bleed, agree to disagree. But soon you'll see what you give is what you will receive. A determinative mentality. I'm smoking on the budget tree. You smoking on some tumbleweed. So open up and you will see a hopeless soul. My mind is free. Only time will tell. Will I go to heaven? Will I go to hell? Life's a blessing. Locked up in the cell. That's a lesson. Put it on the shelf. Never on yourself. Life's depressing. Yelling out for help.
Okay.
I wanted that more lyrical and everything, so I was just thinking on my lyrical type shit.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool. I see you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely an honor to have y'all all on the show. You feel me? Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's definitely an honor, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hold y'all too long. So, look, hey, for those that is tuning in, that's trying to accomplish some of the great things y'all all have accomplished, y'all got any encouraging words for them? Lace, you pop it off first.
Man, encouraging words, man. Build yourself, build your craft, and don't never stop. And always stay wise at it. You know what I'm saying? Stay wise at it and, you know, like mind, body, and soul, and all good, equal, you know what I'm saying, status, you know what I'm saying, mind, body, soul, spirits, and just, you know, perfect the craft, keep going, don't stop.
Yo,
for real,
Sam, what's poppin'? Let them know what it is.
Always chase your dreams, figure out how you're gonna get your dreams, and achieve, like, figure out how you're gonna achieve them, plan on it, and move accordingly, so then smart and you can do it right, because a lot of bigger corporates and all that companies, my bad, and all that kind of stuff, labels are going to try to take advantage. Most definitely they're going to try to take advantage, so always know your time, always read the paperwork correctly, especially if you're following the music industry and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes down to all your dreams, plan it out and execute it. If that plan don't work, it's okay to fail.
That's real shit. That's real shit. D Will, you got any encouraging words?
Yeah, no matter where you at in your life, it's never too late to achieve whatever goal or dream you have.
That's facts. You feel me? Because, like, motherfuckers be thinking it's a time frame or a time limit. And it's like, bro, as long as you doing you the way you want to do it, that's all that matter.
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah. On me, there you have it, another dope episode, you feel me? Thank y'all once again for, you know what I'm saying, timing, you know what I'm saying, tuning in, you know what I'm saying, getting on here with me, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we definitely gonna have more episodes like this. Let's definitely get it, y'all.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.